Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two here on a Taco Tuesday, because it's always about food. Taco Tuesday, we're moving it forward. And I just told him off the air a moment ago, our next guest, that it's been such a target-rich environment for news and commentary right now that I've not even gotten to my notes yet. But let me just stop talking myself and bring on a guest. Congressman Dale Strong represents Alabama's 5th Congressional District. He's part of the U.S. delegation that we send to D.C. to do work on our behalf. He is part of our Republican delegation, and he represents the Huntsville, North Alabama area, and he's on the line as we speak. Congressman Dale Strong, how you doing?
Phil, it's great to be with you again.
Well, thank you for making time. I mean, I know you've been super busy attending these angry town halls that liberal groups like Indivisible demand that you show up at so they can scream at you for a while.
Yeah, we cut a ribbon today right outside of Gate 9, Redstone Arsenal, and look up, and we got protesters protesting against 200 high-paying jobs in North Alabama. They don't like Trump. They don't like Elon Musk. They don't like the waste, fraud, and abuse that's been revealed to the American people. But if this is what it takes to clean up America, so be it.
Well, absolutely so be it. Hey, let me ask you this. This group Indivisible, which we have, you know, learned has been partially funded by Soros, they're the people that live on anger. I call them part of the anger industrial complex. I mean, they literally raise money on nothing but anger and fear. They've been saying that they're demanding you show up and then trying to create some kind of firestorm about you not being there at the place where they demanded. Did they ever communicate with you? Did they call you and ask for an opportunity? Did they ask what your schedule was? Did they do anything respectful of the process?
They sent a card to my office saying this is when I would show up or whatever it is. That's not how it works here. No. I think the people of the 5th Congressional District appreciate how I do business. I think I've had 7, 8, 9 events today. I've been in multiple different counties doing everything from announcing new jobs to meeting with law enforcement, firefighters, just go down the list. But I'll tell you this right here, this republic is alive and well, and we have elections for Congress every 2 years. My name will be on the ballot, and if the people don't like the way that what we're doing in Washington, I'm a staunch supporter of President Trump. Matter of fact, was in the Oval Office with he and J.D. Vance last week, and I can promise you, I'm going to spend my time talking about Marshall Space Flight Center, talking about space launch systems. I also want to talk about Space Command, because let me tell you something, that's the conversation that I was talking to the president about our capabilities here in North Alabama, and where Joe Biden decided to award it to Colorado to try to pick up a few votes. Donald Trump's going to make the decision based on what's best for national security, and I feel more than comfortable that Space Command's coming to North Alabama and Redstone Arsenal.
All right, so I hear the tail end of that, but don't tease us. Give us more details. So what are you thinking? Because Space Command, Colorado kind of jumped in there and backdoored the situation, but we have always won every review. What kind of timeline are we looking at, and when do you think he'll pull the trigger on that? Because I would have thought he'd almost made it by now.
Well, you hit it on the head. 21 categories were evaluated to determine what was best for national security. It was done not once, but twice, and on both occasions, Redstone Arsenal won, saying that it was best for national security, the cost to construct, the cost to maintain, education level, go down the list. We checked every category. The president has options. Number one, he has executive orders. Number two, which I think is the direction that he will go, he's going to seat the Secretary of the Air Force. And by law, the Secretary of the Air Force is who is supposed to make this decision.
Okay.
But what I believe will happen is they're going to concur with what Secretary Kendall, the previous Secretary of the Air Force, did. He recommended Redstone Arsenal. He served as the Secretary of the Air Force for Trump. He served under Biden, and now a new secretary will be seated, and I feel more than comfortable based on the evaluation of all these different categories and what is best for national security that the Rocket City once again will win and that we'll be going vertical within a matter of months.
I think that will have ramifications, you know, even bigger than Huntsville. I mean, I think Madison, Decatur, Athens, all the surrounding outlying areas, even as far into the other reaches of your district, are going to feel the effects of that. Plus, I would imagine we're looking at what, upwards of 500 to 1,000 potential FBI employees coming down?
Absolutely. You look at Space Command, 1,400 to 1,700 new jobs, high-paying jobs with a 3,000 job spinoff. And then you start looking, the president last week announced that 500 additional FBI jobs would be relocated out of the Beltway. And that's exactly what the president campaigned on. Said they were going to break up the FBI, get it out to the states instead of having everybody in D.C. and Virginia. And so we'll be the beneficiary of that. So you look at it, about 2,200, 2,300 in seats right now. Another couple thousand will be coming with the cyber wing of that. And then the additional 500 that the president announced last week. And then I believe there will be some other announcements in the days ahead. But you think about Iron Dome. That right there is our language right here in North Alabama, which will soon be Gold Dome. That right there will be jobs for our area. So we're growing by leaps and bounds, but it's high-paying jobs, and our community will be better because of it.
Well, I would agree. I think our state will be better because of it at the same time. People don't realize to the extent that the space industry and the tech industry and the defense industry, that the North Alabama region has become a hub for all three, really for decades, but even more so in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and you look at it, our labor shed comes from a 17-county region in North Alabama and southern Tennessee, so it's going to float all boats, and that workforce is phenomenal. And that's the biggest thing as a congressman that I do is talking about our capabilities, what we do, what we're capable of doing, and what hits in the wheelhouse for us. And so you think about it, ATF, FBI, Space Command, Marshall Space Flight Center, you just go down the list. We're perfectly positioned, not only for today, but also the days ahead. And I think we've got the right leader at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I've enjoyed getting to know him even better.
Well, so let me ask you this. There's some people that don't enjoy getting to know him, and they seem to always sit on a bench somewhere, like in the federal district court. And I'm an attorney. I have a deep respect for the law. I'm not one who rushes to the idea of impeachment. I think the judges can get things wrong and just be appealed as opposed to impeached. But I'm also looking at the great disparity right now. I saw a stat earlier today that said that Trump has now been enjoined by federal district court judges six times more than any other president in the last 20 years. And he's only been in office a little over 4 years. We're talking about Obama had, like, I think 12 in 8 years. Trump has had now somewhere in the neighborhood of 79, I believe it is. Federal district court judges are enjoining everything.
They stepped in again just in a matter of hours ago for this USAID.
Yeah.
Think about it, Phil. Do you think the American taxpayer wants to spend $20 million to take Sesame Street to Iraq?
No.
$9 million ended up with terrorists in Syria. Millions going to the LGBTQ empowerment program in Serbia and activist judges trying to block Venezuela gangs from being deported. What in the world is going on? The American people have had all of this garbage that they're going to put up with, and I promise you, I think the Democratic Party is destroying itself right before our eyes.
Well, and I think that one of the things that's going to wind up happening, Congressman, and this is your lane, but I'm going to just ask, do you see some of these executive orders becoming legislative action? Like at some point, we're going to put these things into law so that a future president does not have to worry about executive orders because it's already embedded in the law.
You better believe it's going to be codified, and we're going to make it law. I can't wait. Finally got the 25 budget behind us. Nobody likes CRs. The president did what he had to do. He said, pass the CR. Let's get to 26. Let's get a budget. Get these 12 bills across the goal line. And I think that the Republican Party is galvanized after that vote the other night.
Yeah.
You watched as it got pretty crazy, but I'm just telling you right now, Mike Johnson deserves a lot of credit. And you think about it, Phil, just in the last several months, we've had leadership here in North Alabama. The Speaker of the House has been here twice since I've been in Congress. The Majority Leader has been here. Ken Calvert, you think, was just here this week. He was here this week. And you think about it, Appropriations Defense Subcommittee, they get it. Whenever they come to Huntsville, you take them back to the airport, and they're sitting here going, it's unbelievable the economy that has been built here. I attribute that to the governor, our legislator. You start looking at the mayors across North Alabama. It's a team effort, and without everybody working together, we never could have realized this point in time, and I still believe that our finest hours are still ahead.
Well, and I agree with you, Congressman. And listen, before you go, there's one other thing that's in the news right now, and that's the use of the auto pen in the Biden administration. We're beginning to learn more and more that perhaps there were staff members who were making use of the auto pen to do preemptive pardons, to issue any number of presidential decrees. What's the mood? I'm not asking for legislative action. What's the mood in D.C. about all that?
He couldn't hold the pen up. I mean, people talk about, well, they covered it in the last couple of months. I'm telling you, from the first time I got there, I was in the group of 20 freshmen that were invited to the White House. Out of respect for the office, I went. I felt sorry for him. He couldn't carry on a conversation further than your name and his name. He struggled. It's pitiful what has occurred. And then you look at what happened on the world stage during this point.
Yeah.
You look at what happened, and it's because of the weakness at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Take a look at the southern border right now. Unbelievable. It shows where there's a will, there's a way. Donald Trump was right. He went and closed that border. America is safer because of it. And look, fentanyl is not coming across the border anywhere close to the level it was. So whether you like Donald Trump or not, America is safer because of his policies and what he has done in the first 60, 70 days he's been in office.
Well, it's been a dynamic 60 to 70 days. It absolutely has. And I think he's done more there than Biden even thought about for 4 years. But listen, Congressman, we appreciate you. Thanks for making time for us. And if you decide to go to one of those angry town halls, let me know. But in the meantime, take care and thanks very much.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Congressman Dale Strong making time for us. He's representing Alabama's northern tier, the 5th District. And I would dare say that even though there are certainly other districts in the state of Alabama, and I live in the 4th, actually it's moved over to Mike Rogers' district with the realignments, but there's great things happening in our state, and there's great things happening northward of us in Tennessee. But Alabama's 5th Congressional District is the hub of all things growth right now. It is the growth epicenter of the Southeast, not just Alabama, but the Southeast United States. It's amazing what's happening in the entire Huntsville, North Alabama region. And I have to extend that out. It's not just Huntsville. It's Huntsville, all of Madison County. It's Marshall. It's you know, moving over into Athens and Limestone County, over to the Shoals. And it's, I mean, literally North Alabama is... there are whole states that wish they had the economy of just North Alabama. All right, let's take it to a break. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back, and then we'll jump on in because I've actually got dippers that I haven't even started yet. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.